tell us about the Junior Podcast, because we're not only the home of the NHL, but CHL as well. And I don't know how we're keeping Walker away from Red Deer next year. So you got that problem to deal with for 10 days.
I'll be taking some time off.
Yeah. Take the whole month off. Sure.
Dude, man, it should be a fantastic tournament. And Red Deer, by the way, as much as Brandon is the class of not just the Western League, but the entire CHL, and you know, they get Quenneville back and they get Provorov back and Jace Harrell comes back from the Florida Panthers. That is a powerhouse team. Nolan Patrick should go first overall in the 2017 draft. But, you know, don't again, even though they're the hosts, they don't want to go in the back door. Don't sleep on Red Deer. They're a top 10 team in the CHL rankings again this week. And here's a little nugget for you. They have made inquiries to Swift Current about Jake DeBrusk. So they are going for it. They are going all in. And, you know, they're going to, you know, completely mortgage the future to make sure that they don't turn into another Saskatoon Blade squad who ends up, you know, embarrassing themselves at the Memorial Cup.
Who wins?
Redger's going all in.
Who wins the OHL? Who's the best team?
That's the job. I was talking to someone today about the OHL, and, you know, I was saying, well, you know what? Shawinigan looks great in the queue. That's, you know, they're the heavyweights. Brandon in the Western League. Man, the OHL is the jumper. I would have said, you know, Niagara, and again, it's still early, but man, did Erie hand it to him yesterday. Alex DeBrincat. Pins up 5 goals against the Niagara Ice Dogs. Tough one for Hosang and squad. London looks to be a powerhouse again. You know, they may have 3 players, actually 4 players, maybe if you consider Victor Mete. They may have 4 players going in the first round this year of the draft. There will be, you know, the West isn't as powerful as it has been, but there's still some great teams in there. I would say London is in the mix. I still don't disqualify Erie specifically. If they get Dylan Strome from the Arizona Coyotes, they're in the mix. Niagara's in the mix, and I know Jeff Brown is freaking out about his team right now, and they haven't looked good early. But don't sleep on the Ottawa 67. There's a really talented team in there.